This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
It's exciting. The guys are working very, very hard, and that's the most encouraging thing, that they're applying what they're learning, and they're doing a great job. They're being diligent in the workouts, not only, you know, on the field, but also in the classroom. You hope, I think, in every situation, every NFL city, is that you get competition at positions. And that's what we have, and we're going to let it settle however it does, of guys really busting their butt, learning a defense, and committing to the Cleveland Browns, and that's what they're doing right now.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howard, joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, that was a listen to defensive coordinator Ray Horton addressing members of the media last week after practice. And Vic, Ray Horton is very excited about this defense.
And he should be excited about it because it's a lot of new faces and players playing new positions as a result. Guys like DeQuell Jackson who find themselves, you know, working on the inside at inside linebacker versus in the middle of a 4-3 scheme. You take a guy like Johnson Batamosi, who had been a cornerback last year. He's working at safety. People vying for a starting safety spot opposite T.J. Ward. That brings in excitement. And then the new front, where you have Paul Kruger at left outside linebacker, Jabal Sheard, who had been a left end in the 4-3, now working at right outside linebacker. So a big change there. New people like Desmond Bryant on the inside working on the defensive line, and of course Phil Taylor working as a nose tackle, and on, Ataba Rubin working at end. So it's exciting because, again, you have players learning new things, but what they really love about it, Jameer, is that it's aggressive, that it's attack-oriented. They know they're going to get a chance to make plays.
One of those players that is making the adjustment is linebacker DeQuell Jackson. I had a chance to catch up with him after practice. Well, DeQuell, you guys just wrapped up OTAs for the day. Just talk about camp and how things have come along during these OTAs.
It's been a pretty smooth road so far. I mean, guys are excited. They're competing. And that's what you want to get out of this time of the year. We got a lot of a lot of scheme going in. So probably about 99% of our scheme on both sides is in. So just a matter of repetition, getting guys running fast, moving around, making calls. And it's been so good. It's been pretty good.
DeQuell, you got a lot of new faces, a lot of veteran players as well as young players. Talk about bringing these young players along.
Yeah, well, it's going to start right now. This defense is new to me, just like a rookie. So the things that I can help them with is how to prepare, how to stay in your playbook every day, because when you get to that field, bullets are flying. You're tired, you're high, you know, a lot of different variables happen. So what I can give them from a veteran standpoint is stay in your book as much as you can, ask them many questions as you can. It all translate over to the field. But right now, guys are competing. I like what I'm seeing so far.
And just overall, there's a lot of work that needs to be done before you guys hit June's mini camp. Talk about what you guys really want to get accomplished.
Oh, right now it's just getting the frame, building a base. You know, that's running to the ball on defense. That's, you know, doing the small things, the fundamental things on the other side of the ball and special teams wise. Just getting the playbook down pat. We don't have any pads on, so a lot of running, you know, running to the ball and just fine-tuning some fundamental type things. And also, it's always good to be around you guys. So we have a lot of guys in the building right now. Reality of it is not all those guys will be here come September, but I'll tell you what, the guys we have in the building are making it hard on the decision makers to get guys out of here.
What are your thoughts on the young kid, Mingo?
He made a play today. He's, you know, it's a huge transition for a guy like that. It's a different world when playing from DN where he played at LSU to now he's an outside linebacker, and now he has to know coverages, he has to know when he's blitzing, when he's not blitzing. It's a lot of different variables that he has to learn on the fly, and he's done a pretty good job so far.
Vic, as DeQuell mentioned, getting adjusted to this new defense is sort of like Barkevious Mingo getting adjusted to his new position.
Yeah, exactly. You have a rookie who, of course, wants to make an impact, sixth overall pick of the draft. He feels that sense of pressure that comes with that, and he's thrilled to be a part of all this. And remember, Barkevious Mingo was a defensive end in LSU's defense, so he's adjusting to outside linebacker and pass coverage. One of the things you see from him is how he's covering pass catchers in drills. His speed is amazing. And at 240 pounds, some questions about whether that's too light to play in the NFL. He's 6'4". But honestly, watching him move, watching the way he attacks, they're not in contact drills right now, but it gives you a sense that you want to see his athleticism really shine.
Vic, thanks for breaking it down. And Browns fans, thanks for joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Report. With Vic Carucci, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.